You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
So you join me here on RNIB Connect Radio, and I'm outside the Thames Pavilion of the House of Commons with the Thames behind me, and we are at the launch event of a new training package for ophthalmologists, which is looking at the emotional support at the point of diagnosis for people affected by sight loss. And I'm with RNIB's Chair of Trustees, Anna Tyler. Anna, I suppose this is... You know, it's quite an important thing for the RNIB to be involved in, but it's also, we've got other partners involved, like the Royal College of Ophthalmologists, and we've got also other people as well. But it's quite an important thing to have this training package.
Well, Toby, I think it's a milestone moment, actually. RNIB often sits at the centre of understanding the range of different people's experiences. So it might be that an ophthalmologist or an optometrist sees a patient once, twice, three times a year and will see people from a very particular perspective, but doesn't necessarily ask them the questions about how that diagnosis translates into their everyday lives. And that's where coming together with RNIB, with optometrists, ophthalmologists, with psychologists, this has been an enormously powerful thing, I think, to help skill ophthalmologists and optometrists to deliver news sensitively. I think there's a kind of measure of this. There's a golden thread that runs through all this work, which is about being straight with patients and being really reliable so people trust you, and being compassionate that this isn't delivered as if it's an administrative task. And we've all had grotty experiences in hospitals of dealing with clinicians, but there's no need for it. And I think what this does is to recognise the value in training optometrists and ophthalmologists to deliver bad news well. Because at that moment when you receive the news, you probably won't remember much of the detail of what was said, but you will remember how it made you feel for the rest of your life. And that's your baseline feeling. I feel rubbish about it, or I feel rubbish about it, but I can begin to see a future moving forward. There's so many different nuances to this, and this work is just so critical, because we want people to build that resilience and to go on and live the fullest life that people possibly can, because we know that it's possible.
And I suspect, you know, like me, Anna, and you've lived with your sight loss, and we've probably been to a lot of consultant appointments where we have had ophthalmologists sort of say things to us and, you know, that's been it and off you go kind of stuff. And I'm lucky because I've lived with my eyesight. But for somebody who, you know, is being told something like there's nothing you can do about your sight anymore, you're going to go blind, is such a big thing for somebody. And to train ophthalmologists to just have a little bit more sort of, I suppose, thought about what they're saying and how they're saying it and the impact of that is so good.
I think it's absolutely colossal, because at that moment, when you deliver this news, it's a life-shifting moment. You can't go back. You can't put that genie back in the bottle. It's there forever, and you will never forget what was said to you. So if the ophthalmologist says to you, life will never be the same again, you will not be able to do most of what you do now, then that's what you remember, that feeling of despair. But it doesn't have to be like that. And an ophthalmologist who can deliver bad news well, to say things are changing and it's going to be challenging, but there is a future, and to deliver clear, concise information compassionately is life-changing, because it gives people a future to look forward to rather than the end of life as we know it.
And I think that's where this training package comes in, which is going to help, and it's going to give people, you know, that support that they need and maybe point them in the direction of the eye care liaison officers and other support services, but to, as you say, deliver some bad news in the sort of the most sort of, I suppose, emotional and important kind of way.
Yeah, how would you want to receive bad news? It isn't by somebody who turns their back to you and says, oh, I've had your test results back and it's bad. We want to be able to have a proper conversation and to hear the news clearly, concisely, compassionately. That builds trust. It's much more likely that people would comply with treatment regimes, with drug regimes, if they have a sense of trust and faith in what the clinician has said. And if you do it well, you are likely to engender that. And that's how you get the best result for everyone.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Anna, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Pleasure.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.